everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. This week, we're talking about identity capital, aka doing cool shit. Really interesting concept, something I've been doing for a long time, but never really had a term for it until I saw a tweet this week. First, quick thank you to my partner, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of finance, HR, and payroll software to SMEs all across the globe. Check out sage.com or click the link in the description below. Now, the Idea Lab, let's kick off. This is something I've subconsciously accidentally did for a long time, and it's only through working with a lot of students over the last 6 months and helping them with pitches, helping them with their career development, that I've finally kind of crystallized this. And it was sparked and finally cemented by a tweet I saw this week. A term called identity capital. And what is that? It's just doing cool things, being a cool person. That's a flippant version. I'm going to dig into what it actually is and how you can use it for your business, your personal life, your career, getting a job. You can use it for almost everything. And this has got me out of more sticky situations than probably any skill. So what is it? What is the one thing unique about you? What is the one story, the one thing you've done, the one thing you've achieved, the one sentence people would say about you when you're not in the room? For me, it was living on a barge. Bought a barge, started my business by being able to decrease all costs in my life. We bought a barge, no rent anymore. And through that, I created one of the most interesting bits of identity capital I can ever have in my whole life. This has served me so well. Everybody wants to talk about it. Anyone I meet, whether in business, personal life, social situations, it kind of comes up. Either I bring it up or people are already aware of it and dying to talk to you about it. I was at a christening last week, hadn't seen these people in years, and that was the first thing they wanted to talk about. How's the barge? Are you still on it? What was it like? Blah, blah, blah. Now, we talked about training some students at the minute in terms of career development and things like that. And we're talking about, you know, being a charismatic, interesting person with depth. And if you're an entrepreneur, you need more than your business, because, you know, we're all becoming a little bit the same in terms of, we're all, in Ireland especially, people are pretty well educated to the same standard. You know, everyone kind of lives in more or less the same way. We're all a little bit the same. What is it unique that makes you stand out? And often, and I try to get this through people's heads when they ask me for career advice or they're going for an interview, I'm like, look, it'll probably be the one thing you do in your pastime, or the one hobby, or the one unique thing you've done that people want to talk about. Because people hire people, people invest in people, and people want to be entertained. People are in business, yes, it's serious, but people are also passionate about things outside of business, and you need to be able to tap into them. So what bits of identity capital do you have? You might even be leveraging or thinking that's kind of unique. Like, what's your unfair advantage? Ali Abdaal talks about this all the time. And they're two in the same. Or they're one in the same, I should say. What is your unfair advantage? What is the one thing you have that is unique to you? Okay, so one of my unique things is lived on a barge. Another one is had an MMA fight, trained with John Kavanagh. They're interesting things to talk about, regardless of anything else. You can kind of pull them out in any social situation. I call this the wedding test. And I try to get people to run through this when I'm teaching them about pitching in any kind of scenario. We all know Irish weddings, they're awkward. You have that dreaded moment, you've done the church, it's kind of boring, and then you've done the rest of the stuff, and you're getting into the meal, good times are about to flow. You have this initial 5 minutes where you sit down at your table. If you don't know the people, sit down, oh, hi, how are you, hi, how are you? And then instantly, the person asks you, oh, and what do you do? It's the first thing people ask you. You want to be able to whip out, okay, you know, you want a good one-liner about your business, but as the conversation flows, you want to have something else interesting to talk about. And it's not just for weddings. It's when you're pitching or when you're trying to get your story of your company and yourself out there. It's the thing Mark Little calls the huh moment. The moment whereby you've grabbed someone's attention. And identity capital is something you should build up over your whole career. This should be something you can, I would start to think about this strategically, especially if you're in the early stages of your career, and apply this and layer this over your business. What is the interesting thing your business is doing? I remember Kaylon from Arctic Ice Cream was telling me they tried to set a world record. And that got huge traction. It got national coverage, got loads of media coverage, and it was something they could talk about for months and years afterwards. I remember it now. So think of it that way. When people meet you, what's the one thing they're going to talk about 12, 24, 48 hours, 6 months, a year later? That's the person who. That's the chap that did. This is the person that was. What is that bit of identity capital? And if you can layer it on top of your business, even better. So that's kind of the thing I want to talk about this week. Identity capital, aka being an interesting person. You might think this is the most obvious, plain Jane advice in the world, dressed up in nice language called identity capital. But when you think about it, think back to all the social situations you've been in recently. Think back to all the kind of unique events and the unique people you've met. Having identity capital will put you in the top 1%. And it needs to be interesting. It can't be, you know, those CVs, if you ever met a CV or you've ever got CVs, and under hobbies, you get to the bottom. Oh, hobbies, interesting, chance to shine. My hobbies are reading, walking, and going to the cinema. Your hobbies are being a human. It couldn't be more vanilla. Your hobbies are being alive. There's nothing eye-catching or interesting about that. What can you do that you can put in there that will just rip it off the page and go, that person's interesting? Chances are, and this holds true for your career and your company, you'll be very similar to a lot of the companies that are pitching that day, or if you're in an interview situation, you'll be very similar to a lot of the people they're hiring. Okay, here's Gary. He's got a degree in business. He's done this. Okay, yeah, all so far so good. But oh, he's done this thing. Oh, well, let's give him an interview anyway. It'd be kind of interesting. And often it comes down to fine margins. And often it comes down to ridiculous things. Things that just land on the right desk at the right day, but you need to tip the odds in your favor. And identity capital is one of those things we don't really think about and we don't really talk about. We're all so keen to extol the virtues of our business. Here's what my product does. Here's how cool it is. Here's all the stuff it does. Here's the features it has. Here's the price it is. Instead of building up that narrative. I've talked about this a lot on the pod. So if you're a regular listener, I'm preaching to the choir here. But what unique, interesting things can you layer on top of your business? Can you start an awards? Can you set a world record? Can you open up like the smallest shop in the world for a week? Can you do something that's interesting, engaging, and will grab people's attention? Because you're now competing with endless attention online. Like, it is very, very, very noisy right now. So you, as your brand yourself, you need more and more things you can layer on that you can then use as opportunities to get to new people. What new environments can you enter that will open up new opportunities for you as an entrepreneur and as a person? So that is it for today. That is identity capital. Have a think about it. If you're on my newsletter, I'm going to write about it. I'm going to link you to the tweet, and there's 7 or 8 other tweets in there that are worth reading. Life advice kind of stuff. If you're listening to this on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, I'm heading to the Dublin Tech Summit this week. I'm doing 3 talks, one Wednesday morning and two on the Thursday. So come along, say hello. I'll be tweeting about it and on Instagram and all that kind of jazz. Do come say hi if you are going. It looks like it's going to be a great event. It's Wednesday and Thursday this week in the RDS. I will see you there if you're going. Otherwise, the new episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Deep Dive Interviews will be out this Thursday, and it is an unreal episode. It's with Colm Lyne, the founder of Relex, which he sold, and he's now the founder of Fire. He sold Relex in 2015 for 115 million euro. This is an episode to set the reminder for. I'll see you Thursday.